KI4LZR. You right now, KI4LZR. NUE, KI4LZR.
KI4LZI, this is KO4NUE. What's going on, Andy?
Right over on the warning system a while ago, I listened for about the first 10 minutes, about 8 to 8:10, and I never heard a net going on over there.
Yeah, roger that. I think they had a link go down. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I tried to check in for, I don't know, about 10 minutes, and they just couldn't hear me. So I moved over to the Anderson net. The Anderson net picked up my call and moved it over to Oconee. So we got in, but the link came up shortly, halfway through the net, I'd say.
That's the reason I never heard nothing, man. Well, then, boy, LRD's got his work cut out for him tomorrow, then.
Well, that was very interesting. I really enjoyed that. Andy, I just could not make you out on the net. I could hear you key, but I just could not make your voice out.
Oh, you mean on the simplex net?
Yeah, roger that.
I'm out here. I would have been surprised if you could have heard me at all. Where I'm at here, and I was throwing everything I got out, Andy.
304QLG, he got you, great. But I just couldn't do anything with it. I did everything to my radio I could, but I just couldn't get you, Andy. But Chris got you good.
Some people heard me, but you ever see my location, you'll wonder how in the world I'm ever able to talk to anybody on the same place. When you look at this place, it's like I say, being in the bottom of a hole looking up with hills all around you. That's pretty much how it is.
Is it cold up there where you are?
It's what's typical for this time of year. You know, it's down in the 20s and all. Right now, the weather's the way it's supposed to be for this time of year. KI4LZI5D, and we got 5 minutes here, then it'll be time for Walt to call to meet you.
I'm tracking the time, Andy. It's 33 down here on the river. It just dropped 2 degrees. So it's 33, and I got the wood stove going full bore, so it's chilly.
We waiting. You can bring those questions up from some of the others who, I don't know why those others don't get on here themselves. If they hold tech licenses, they're legal to get on here and ask it themselves if they would. But wait till then, KI4LZI.
KUE and KO4RYP. We'll be clear, but standing by.
TQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is QO4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. We're at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call K4OIM or Net Control. with Mr. Bulletins for the net. Please call K4OIM or net control. So we'll get the show on the road. I'll start off with the police check-in tonight. Looks like they got about 17 of us. First up, we got W4FCM. That's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. And Fred brings along his lovely wife, Miss Isla, in 4IEI. Then we got my buddy Kurt, KM4BLH. Kurt's over in Greenville. Then KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, over in Taylor's. Then K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail down in Prosperity. Then we got KG4PFL, that's Don in Piedmont. And Don, you've checked in twice, it looks like. But then Don brings along his wife, Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. And then we've got KW4TS, that's my buddy Jim, over in Pelzer. There's another friend of mine, Pat, K4OSH, over in Malden. Then we got W2AMD, Andrew's in Simpsonville. Then KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville. KG4WNP, that's Landon, and Landon's in Davisville tonight. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Then there's a friend of mine, W4DJC, that's Jerry, he's over in Anderson. Then my good friend John, KM4RJN, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And then we got, where was that here? WG4MC. That is Matt. Matt's over in Southern Greenville. And Matt is our Thursday night net control station. So be sure and check in with Matt Thursday night. Then we got KB2BYQ. That's my friend Dave. Over in Easley. And that looks like it took care of that group. If you're not, you out there don't know about it, if you're not able to be by your radio and you want to get checked into the net nightly, and you're not capable of using Echo Link on your phone, you can go to the Blower's website, click on free check-in, and put your name, call sign, and location. And either click the button to announce or not announce, and get check me in, and you'll get counted on the net for that night. So with that took care of, let me see what I've got on Echo Link. And Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, please check in Whiskey 4 Mike Kilo Hotel, Marshall, Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for running the net tonight, Walt. I'll be negative and negative.
Guys are not there, but they must be away from the radio right now. I'll come back and get him in a moment. We got W4MKH, that's Mr. Marshall, down in Jacksonville. I bet you a lot warmer down there, Marshall, than we are here. They said we might get some snow, sleet, and ice by Saturday evening and into Sunday. So enjoy that warm weather down there, Marshall. Anybody else on Echo Link want to check in right now, please call K4OIM or net control. Get away from the radio. I'll come back and check again in a few minutes. So, tonight. We'll begin with the regular RS section of the roll call, starting with the letters I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter in the suffix for call begins with the letter I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Kim, this is AC6IW, Alpha Charlie 6 India Whiskey in Greenville. The name is Jeff, Julia Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, no traffic, and no rag chew.
OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and saying 73s for each one of you.
K4OIM. So, Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Walt. All of the net, 73.
And the family are doing good. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
I am. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor at KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
OIM. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
OIM. Hope you're doing well tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
For a good start tonight, I done got over a half a page getting the pre-net check-ins. First up, I got AC6IW. That's Jeff over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff. Then we got KK4JFO. That's my friend James up in Tuxedo. I imagine you're expecting some of that cold snow and rain and freezing ice this weekend too, James. And then we got KA4 okay. I messed that one up. Oh, that's Dennis. That is KC4 JKA, that's Dennis over in Gaffney. And then W4IOE, that's Sid up in Fletcher. And Sid, you want to plug your net tonight?
Everyone's invited to come up to the 14664 on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock, 146640 with a tone of 91.5. 8 o'clock, and that is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net. And thank you, Walt, for letting me do that. That before I leave back to net.
Anytime, Sid. And then we've got KI4LZI. That's my good buddy Andy up at Table Rock. Thank you for checking in, Andy. And then we got my other good friend here, KK4JBQ, Larry. Yeah, Larry brings along his lovely bride, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home over in Greer. Larry, I'm glad you got you and Miss Donna checked in here. And, anybody else in just Little Lima, please call K4 OIM or Net Control.
I am. I checked in earlier, but I didn't hear you read it back. Maybe I doubled with somebody. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. And this is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. And no traffic, no comment. And good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Duncan, I had your road down there, but I skipped right over you. When I went back to place, you checked in right after me. Well, I got your road down here, and thanks for coming back and making sure I had you down, Duncan. All right, anybody else in just Little Lima, please call K4 OIM or Net Control. But we got all the net group for right now, so we'll move up to the next group, M3P, Mike through Papa. If the first letter, the subject you're going to call begins with the letter M3P, please call K4 OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I am. Good evening, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mulpa in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 you, Walt, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
I am. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Name of Chad and Anna, QTH, is the deer camp on the 12 Mile River. Please check us in tonight, Walt.
K4 OIM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
Okay, first up is Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. Miss Lorena's over in Piedmont, and she brings along her family, her husband Rick, KK4DMC, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, KF4MOQ. Thank you for representing Piedmont, you and your family, Miss Lorena. And then right under there from Piedmont, I got KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, over in Piedmont. Glad to get this group checked in. And then we got KO4NUE, that's my buddy Chad. He's in the deer camp up on the 12 Mile River tonight. Chad, I hope you and Miss Anna stay warm up there, because I'm telling you, it says I've got 32 degrees right now on the computer and right here on the water. I know it's a little cooler than that, but Chad brings along his lovely wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and Chad and Miss Anna, they are two of our alternate NCS stations. If somebody's not able to call the net, one of them will pick it up. And we appreciate y'all filling the spots in. I know Miss Anna had to fill in for me one time, and I think you did one time, Chad. I'm not sure. But anyhow, I really appreciate you two. Then we got KO4PHB, that's Lloyd, over in Simpsonville. Glad to get you checked in, Lloyd. Anybody else, Mike through Papa, M through P, please call K4 OIM or net control. So we'll move it up to the next group. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter Q through T, please call K4 OIM or net control.
OIM. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on that.
OIM. Can KO4 QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative now.
For OIM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Got my friend Chris, WM4S. Chris is over in Lyman. Glad to get you checked in tonight, Chris. And then KO4 QLG, that's another Chris over in Liberty. And then KO4 RAX, that's Jim. He's over in Dacresville. Glad to get this group checked in. Anybody else? Q through T, please call K4 OIM or net control. We'll move it up to the next group. Q through Z, uniform through Zulu. If the first letter, the suffix of your call begins with the letter U through Z, please call K4 OIM or net control. Through Z, gotta have somebody in there. If the first letter is suffix of your call begins with U through Z, please call K4 OIM or net control.
K4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Key Columbus. Just check me in out, Walt.
K4 ZEF and Keith up there in Columbus. Glad to get you checked in, Keith. Let me go back and check Echo Link stations now, see if I got anybody. Come to an Echo Link station only. Please call K4 OIM or net control. Just monitoring the repeater. Alright. So we'll move it up to the beginning of alphabet. A through D, Alpha through Delta. The first letter, the suffix of the call begins with the letter A through D. Please call K4 OIM or net control. Alright, we got W4DJW, that's Dave over in Greer. Dave is our net manager. He's the one that makes sure there's somebody here each night to call the net for this group. We appreciate you, Dave, for all you do for the net and for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Are you the only one in this group? Anybody else? A through D, please call K4 OIM or net control.
Sam, please check in KO4 CEF, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emin, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
I am. Paul, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
Across the pond here from me, KO4 CEF, Mr. Andrew over in Edmond. Thank you for getting checked in tonight, Andrew. And then my buddy Gary, KI4DOS. And Gary, he'll be here tomorrow night calling the net. And a if you've ever checked in on a Wednesday night. Wednesdays, Gary has the swap net. If you want to buy, sell, or trade anything to do with radio equipment, be sure to check in with Gary tomorrow night. And Gary brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they were over in Easley. Thank you for checking you and Miss Joy and Gary. Really appreciate it. Boy, I thought I was going to get numbers like you would get on Wednesday night, the way this thing started off. By the time I got to the, I started at Q through T and U through C and A through D. I didn't have many check-ins, and that's usually, I usually got several of them there. Anybody else, Alpha 3 Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control. It's up to the patient group then. Echo through hotel, E through H. Get the first letter. The suffix of your call begins with the letter E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX. I'll be in and out tonight, Walt. Thanks for calling in.
Four, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Sure, good. I'm going to be pushing it to get somebody to the door prize tonight. First up is KO4HKX, that's my friend Patrick up in Penrose. Now another friend of mine, W4, FHJ, that's Mr. Gene over in Taylor's. Appreciate you two getting checked in. Anybody else, E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Down the block one time, so I'll open it up to the big group. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. That's Harry and Taylor's.
KD6, JCG. It's Harry over in Taylor's. Glad to get you checked in, Harry. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet? A through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. As it looks like that takes care of that part of the day. Let me go back, check echo rate, make sure this guy don't want to check in. Echo Link Station and Echo Link Station only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Just monitoring. So, this is K4OIM now securing the formal portion of the net. With my thanks for all that checked in tonight, all stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the rag two portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag twos, but right now I don't have anybody up for rag two. So anybody out there for want to make a few comments or want to check in?
OIN, this is November 4, Delta India Zulu, N4DIZ, Joe and Travelers Rest. Good evening, Walt, and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
That was one more. N4DIZ, Joe, over in Travelers Rest. Glad you made it, Joe. Anybody else out through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Please check in KO4RIM, Joel and Beepon.
But I am.
At Romeo, India, Mike. Thank you.
That was Joe, another Joe, K-O-4-R-I-M, and Joe is over at Piedmont. Glad that you checked in, Joe. I believe this might be the first time you checked in with me. We hear every night at 9 o'clock, different net control station each night. And I'd love to have you be a regular part of the family here. So check back as often as you can, Joe. I was like, that's that. And send my net report in. And then after I send my net report in and close the net out, I'll host a round table here for anybody that's got any questions, anything to do with pertaining to radios, antennas, computers. You're invited to check in, and we've always got somebody here that can will try their best to answer your questions for you. So let me invite you to stick around for that. But for now, I will file my net report electronically, please. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for all that checked in tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and God bless. K4OIM, Walt here. Get the round table started. Who's got any questions?
OIM, KO4NUE.
OIM, KK4, JBQ.
4, HKX here.
Chad, I believe you were up first. What have you got on your mind, Chad?
I got one inbound question, and then I got two or three for myself. So first inbound is, if a station wants to just listen, do not transmit, but just listen, is there anything special that I need to know about building a 2-meter antenna to listen with?
I'd say a long wire antenna would be about as good as anything. What do you think, buddy? KK4JBQ.
4JBQ. Chad, I'll have to ask you to qualify that to some extent. Listen on what frequency?
KF4DOS.
Okay. Welcome in. Two-meter antenna, you'll be able to listen just as well as you are to transmit. I do know from personal experience, Chad will understand this, that while I can hear the thermal belt net crystal clear, I'm not able to transmit there. It could be because this antenna I have is, I think it's tuned for this repeater. But the other one isn't that far away. In any event, a receiving antenna will receive, that's 19 inches long, will receive practically any 2-meter frequency. Nothing special as far as I know. KK4JBQ.
I was kind of thinking that, but let's move that question toward a higher gain. That's the way I'm seeing it. If I'm thinking correctly, is that I should be able to increase the gain on a listener by either increasing the length or putting some kind of director or something. There's got to be something I can do besides just a, well, let's get this solved off the bat. So I'm thinking in my mind that a long wire strung out, as long as there's no transmission on it, is that going to increase the gain or the receive sig any?
It's going to transmit on the antenna. The longer, the better. If you'll look around at the beverage antenna, which is just a receive-only antenna, all it is a long wire. It could be a stirrup curtain or something like that that has stubs hanging down. It's not really going to increase any, not going to give you any more gain. Gain is transmit, but it will give you more reception because you've got more out there to capture the signal. But if you're not going to transmit on it, it doesn't matter what it is. You can put up anything, and it'll pretty much anything, and it'll go into the receiver fine. And as long as you're not going to transmit, it's not going to hurt the transceiver.
Roger that. Appreciate the answer. The help with that. All of you. Okay. Any more comments on that question?
Oh, I am. Yeah, Chad. And correct me if I'm wrong, Gary. The direction that antenna's pointing to would give him the gain because it's gonna have to be, if he's putting up a dipole, it has to be broadside. Yeah, broadside is to transmit mid tower, wouldn't it, to get the most gain?
If it's broadside to the transmitter that it's receiving, it'll pick up more that way because it gives it a more surface area to cover. But there, again, you know, we're not really talking about transmit. If he would, the best one, or I wouldn't put up necessarily a dipole for 2 meters. I just put up some kind of vertical. You can put a wire straight up a tree, or you know, as long as it's insulated, and hook it up to the center lead on the antenna connector, and it should receive fine. Of course, I'd put a little ground out to ground, just for electrical purposes. But if you're gonna put a dipole up, I'd put it just say the transmitter was northwest of him. I'd put the dipole up southwest to northeast.
NUE. All right, Roger that. I'll pass that along. Okay, so no more comments on that, let's move up the ladder just a little bit. So these are my questions. So let's move to a beam. So you have the driven element, you have the reflector, and you have the directors. And then you have the boom. So the boom is the central shaft that runs along the antenna, and the reflector and the directors sit on that boom. So this is I'm not sure if it's a mechanical question or if it's an RF question. I'll let y'all decide. So the clamps that attach to the boom that hold the directors, that weigh about 3/4 of a pound apiece. So I'm thinking about building my own beam antenna. Where that clamp is that attaches to the boom, that attaches the director to the boom, is there going to be an issue if I drill a hole through the center of the boom and slide my director through the boom and tack it and weld it off with, you know, high frequency machine, aluminum weld it, and tack it in place? Is there something special about that clamp that I'm missing here? Is that, if I change how that director goes through the boom, is that going to be an issue?
KI4DOS. Those are part, the boom is actually part of the antenna, as you well know. The elements, the reflector, all the elements other than the driven element. The driven element, you do not want shorted directly to the boom. You want it to be separated. So to answer your question, the reflector and all the elements other than the driven element can go right through the center of that boom. You can make the driven element go through the center of it as well, but it has to be insulated, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you're saying. And insulating that driven element is not an issue. It's just I'm trying to find a way to get some weight off of it. Hoping that if I can get some weight off of it, I can add a couple of more directors, I guess, if that's the correct word. So I should be able to extend the length to get room for two more directors for the same weight. Is that Am I thinking incorrectly there?
Nope, you got it. You can do that.
All right, so any other comments there before I move on to the next? Last question I have is, all right, let's talk about a hairpin match for a second. So, this thing, it's on paper right now. But the driven element, the way I'm seeing it, and this is how I have interpreted what I am reading here, and I'll this book that Andy gave me is broken down into plain English, so I can understand it. If you don't have all this electrical engineer talk, it's plain English. So that's what's kind of motivated me here on this path. So when the way I'm interpreting this, the beam antenna, is that I'm saying the directors are let's say that's my magnifying glass. That helps me to focus the RF energy coming off of the end of the antenna. The back element, which is the reflector, is kind of like a mirror. It reflects the RF coming off of the driven. When I'm looking at the driven element on paper, this is going to sound really funny, but I just just want to confirm this, and I know there might be some chuckles here, but that's basically a dipole. Plain and simple. Am I right?
If you double with somebody on the first part of your transmission.
Whoever I doubled with, go ahead.
K4OIM. Yeah, Chad, I didn't know I doubled with you. I don't know who doubled with who, but the only thing I was saying was about welding your elements on there. The only downside I could see with that would be the heat from welding would weaken the aluminum, and it might not be as sturdy as the U-boats are in an ice storm or something. That's the only thing I could see wrong with the welding them on.
KO4NUE. All right, well, I'll keep that in mind, Walt. So, Gary, about how long did I double? Was it a long double?
Pretty long, but the gist of what you were asking come off the end of it, I think. When you were talking about the driven element and the reflector and that sort of thing. But you got the basics of it down, and like I said, I didn't copy everything you said to begin with. But there, because of the double, and you didn't quite make it over. I could hear you, but I couldn't pull you out, if that makes sense. But no, that shouldn't affect anything. But like, other than you might have had something else to say to when you first started. KF4DOS.
Thank you. It occurs to me that what I've read about Yagis, which is what we're talking about here, is that when a commercial antenna is built, part of the reason that the directors are clamped on with clamps is packaging, plain and simple. To have it completely together, it wouldn't ship very well. But also, during the assembly, the exact location of each director is critical. And when you put the antenna into test, you may want to make fine adjustments to increase the gain. And that would be one other reason why clamping rather than welding, which commits you to a set distance between each one of these directors, it just makes an adjustment during the test even possible. KK4JBQ.
UE. So, what that means to me is just mill a slot in the side of the boom. Instead of drilling a hole, just cut a slot. And then that way I can position each director to do my testing, and once I get it the way I want, just tack it off. You see an issue with that?
True, except as has been mentioned before, the heat of welding, it affects aluminum differently than other metals, as you well know. What you're using, what I think you're suggesting and using, is a high frequency meld, which is not similar or dissimilar metal welding, but actually melting it like butter and and letting it heal again. Am I right?
KO4NUE. You're exactly right. Just melted in a puddle and let it cool. And when it cools, she's stuck. So I'll keep the adjustment in mind. But let me make sure I got this so I don't double again. But I got the basic concept here. Pretty sure I got it figured out. What I was saying was that this book that Andy gave me is written in plain English. There's no electrical engineering nasty words in it. It's just an easy read, and you can tell the man that wrote it had a little bit, fabrication skills because of the way it's written. So after looking at the drawings and thinking about how to put this thing together, I just want to run this by some more experienced people here to see if I got the basic gist of this. So let me let this drop. I'll be right back. I'm going to pretend that my driven element is a light bulb. I'm going to pretend that my directors are a magnifying glass. And I'm going to pretend that the reflector is a mirror. Am I right so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I hit that transmit button, that RF comes out of that driven element. It hits that reflector. Wait a minute. Well, I'm thinking maybe the reflector does two things. It helps to direct my transmit down the directors. But I happen to see a drawing of a I'm not sure what the right word is of the radiation pattern on a Smith chart. And it's pretty distinctive. It's got a really weird looking figure to it, which now I'm understanding after seeing that, what that is, that's creating my lobe, I guess, radiation lobe or late radiation pattern. But I'm thinking that the reflector on the back side of the antenna is also important for rejection as well. Am I right so far?
It's not going to let as much signal come in on the back side. And there will be a little lobe on the back side of the reflector, but it's nothing like on the forward gain on the directors. In reality, that's a dipole, as you said, on the director, on the driven element. And on a dipole, you got signal going backwards and forwards. So you got signal going out the directors. It hits the, and then it has going back towards the reflector. And then that reflector, that turns around and shoots that back forward. You were right saying that that's similar to a mirror effect. But you will have signal come off the backside of that reflector as well.
All right. So, let me make sure I got this. So, let's focus on the director. Not the director, but the driven element here. The dipole. Specifically in the hairpin match portion. So the way I'm seeing that, where the hairpin match is, that's basically going to be my impedance point and my SWR adjustment. Is that correct?